In Australia, the government has a responsibility to ensure that children are protected from abuse and neglect. The Department for Child Protection has the power to assess a child's situation and decide that they are at risk and unable to be cared for by their biological parents. But where do these children go, especially when they're removed from their parents in emergency situations? Well, in South Australia, there are emergency services set up by various bodies who provide both short-term and long-term accommodation and care. The number of children placed in emergency care in Australia is rising. In 2016, more than 45,000 children were living in out-of-home care across the country. I spoke to Jess, a support worker in a residential care system.
So I am a support worker for a company that looks after children under the guardianship of the minister. It's usually emergency care where children need care straight away for short or long periods of time, depending on the situation that they're in.
So what kinds of situations are these children usually in that mean that they have to be taken out of the care of their parents?
Well, usually it's like a traumatic event happens and the kids have to leave their houses straight away. Sometimes it can be parents abusing drugs and alcohol, a parent passing away, or some reason why their parents can't look after them anymore. And then from there, they get into care with us, and then they either get fostered out or they go back to their parents if their parents are able to look after them again. So it just depends.
What are some of the challenges that you face with these children?
Well, because of a lot of their upbringings, they can be quite challenging to look after. A lot of them have been through traumatic life events, or they've been brought up with parents that haven't looked after them as well as they could have. A lot of them have come from abuse and neglect, and you know, they haven't gone to school, so they haven't had the education that they, you know, should to get to certain milestones in their lives. And not only that, but also they can, you know, have physical challenges, failure to thrive issues where they haven't been fed the right foods or nutrients, and they don't have the right hygiene, you know, routines taught to them. So trying to teach them how to look after themselves can be quite challenging.
And where do you look after the kids? Where are they living?
With this company, there's houses set up all over Adelaide for them. Usually they try to keep siblings together depending on the circumstances, or there's, you know, a house per child in care. And basically they've got 24-hour care all day, all night. The carers take them to school, take them to after-school, you know, sporting events, take them out on the weekends, help them with, you know, dinner and everything like that. So, yeah, they usually are in the house for, it can be a couple of months, can be up to a year or so, depending on their situation.
So for some of your shifts that you turn up to, you might not have met the children before or have any understanding of their background. How do you prepare?
So usually if you start a placement where you haven't a house you haven't been before, you get sent some information about the children. But, you know, usually that's not as detailed as having a conversation with people about them. So usually when you get to a house for a shift, there's a carer's room. And every shift, no matter how long you've been looking after the kids, there's a changeover, and you talk to the other carers about how the morning's gone, how the kids are that day, anything that's come up from school. I think it's just really about not being too technical about it, because people can take it really almost like homework, when really it's just learning as you go.
On a personal level, it must be quite difficult dealing with such distressing situations that these children have been in. How do you cope with that? Do you have any strategies that you use to look after your own mental health?
So yeah, it can be very full-on. Some shifts can be really enjoyable and rewarding, and other shifts can be challenging, and things can come up that you weren't expecting. And you know, like an example could be family I was looking after, and they'd been living together, these siblings, for a while in care, and the younger one had found out that she was getting fostered out. So that was a, you know, challenging day dealing with her finding that out, and then the other siblings finding that out too, and making sure all their needs were met in different ways, and you know, making sure you tell them the right things. And it's really easy to feel sorry for the kids, but then also to question your behaviour to them, like, did I say the right things to them? Did I do the right thing? So what I try to do is when I leave a shift, if I've been working at the placement for you know, a long time, I might have a landmark where I get to, or I set a time on my phone where I allow myself to think about it and like empathize with the situation and think about the kids and think about what I said or what I did and how I could improve next time. And then when I get to that point of the drive or when the timer goes off my phone, I, you know, just tell myself, okay, it's time to switch off now and go along with your day. Because if you let it drag on for too long, then you can get consumed by that and then not be able to actually work well the next time you're there. So that's the sort of way I've been trying to go about it, and just doing things like going for walks and catching up with friends and stuff that sort of take your mind off it, because sometimes it can be a bit full on.